Eric McCullough, the head football coach with the ESAC Raiders, joining us here as they are ready to take on, of course, MVAOCOU at home coming up on Friday night. Raiders sitting 1-1. The Rams will come into that game 2-0. Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations on a nice win last week and a pretty dominant three quarters, at least, of play.
Thanks, Jeff. You know, that's like we were talking off the air there. It was good for the kids. You know, they just do. We've always played a little different coming home. So be able to play that at home and get that win to kind of get that monkey off your back a little bit. And now we can kind of focus this week and kind of prepare for the Rams.
What went well on Friday night?
I really think our run game really worked well. Our guys up front did their job. Having Carson Schmidt back healthy, he had a great night with 182 rushing yards and two touchdowns. So having him back helped. We still got a few guys that are kind of fighting some sickness right now. It's just crazy when you think about it and you get just starting school. Now we got kids kind of sick already, so we're kind of battling that a little bit. But having a few other kids get healthy kind of helps even that out a little bit.
What's the focus of practice going to be this week?
It's a completely different change than what we had last week. You know, Alta Aurelia runs an option, kind of a veer and midline type option, and they really wanted their quarterback to kind of have the ball, have big yards. The week before, I think he had 185 rushing yards, so we wanted to try and control him a little bit and we really make sure everybody had to play disciplined football. And we really focused last week on trusting your teammates and doing your job. And the times that we let that slip away last Friday is when they kind of pulled off a big, a big run or a big play here and there. And we just can't do that on Friday nights. You know, with the competition we play, you have to be able to play at every play, error free. And we have to do a better job of eliminating our mistakes and penalties. Penalties wasn't a huge thing for us Friday night, but you get into a little tighter game, then they're going to become a thing that could keep you from getting that W on a Friday night. So we really tried to, work on that, make sure we're paying attention to what's going on.
The Rams come in off of a win over Manson Northwest Webster, who you'll see here later on this season, and Missouri Valley, who I understand could struggle a little bit this season. But what did you see from them on tape? Because they've put up over 40 in each of those, and it looks like they're pretty good at throwing the football.
They are. And, from week one, Missouri Valley is just a team that's really struggling right now. So they were able to get on them pretty quick, and they were able to really run the ball. The Rams have a really good running back. He does a nice job, runs through arm tackles. And then I think when they played Manson tried to take that away, kind of went more men in the box and tried to kind of run man coverage. And then the Rams quarterback was able to throw for over 300 yards. So they really have some good skill players. They're decent size up front. So we're going to get challenged, and that's how it's kind of changed from last Friday and last week's preparation for Alta to now. They're going to run kind of a spread, and they do want to run the ball. And if you kind of take that away, then they're going to try and just throw a short game. Throwing 300 yards, you would think you threw a lot of deep balls, and he didn't. It was a lot of quick hitches, quick slants, and guys kind of being out of position, and then they would make that a big play. I think we saw some second half, just a quick five-yard hitch turned into a 70-yard touchdown pass. So some of those things they just do a really good job of, and Coach Berger is really getting them coached up and kind of changing some of that stuff at Maple Valley right now.
Do they run some wildcat with the Cameron kid? I see that he's got a few passing attempts, but also leads them in rushing as well.
The passing stuff was just kind of some trick-type stuff that they were throwing with halfback pass, stuff like that. So we haven't really seen any kind of wildcat-type formations, but that's the other thing with the quarterback. He doesn't have a lot of rushing yards, so even out of the spread, they're not looking to use him, but he's a sophomore, but he does a good job of throwing the ball.
How do you like your matchup up front, both sides of the ball?
I think up front, we like our matchup with the kids. If we can come out and play like we did last Friday, not 2 weeks ago, I think that'll give them some troubles and give us some advantages in some spots. And our skill guys can match up. We're just young. We're still doing a lot of learning. So we have to grow up pretty quick this week.
Coach, how's the running game sitting for you guys after last week?
Good. You know, there's some adjustments we want to make to our blocking scheme because we're going to see an odd man front with the Rams on Friday night. They're going to run kind of a 3-5 look, sometimes more of a 3-4 look, I guess, with two highs. So that's kind of what IKM showed us week one, and we found that that kind of gave our guys a little bit of trouble. So we definitely worked on some different schemes there to try and eliminate just the way their kind of alignment and where they're wanting to come from so we can take a little more advantage of that.
How nice was it to have Carson Schmidt back in the lineup to be able to tote the ball, take a little pressure off of Gabe King?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that was really good because Gabe was kind of fighting some sickness last week. So we're able to just kind of run Gabe on the defensive side, and then Carson was able to step in on the offensive side. And Carson, he's just one of those great athletes that we have, and he works hard and he understands the game. And it was tough for him there in the beginning, you know, to have to sit out with an injury that he had, and he tried to fight through it, and it just wouldn't heal. So we had to kind of sit him for a while to really get that healed up. And then now I think he's getting there, and he's getting a little closer to 100%.
Anything you see in their secondary or with their linebackers you can take advantage of in the pass game?
You know, we just kind of want to make sure we worry about us. They're going to sit kind of a cover two, sometimes a cover four type looks, but we got to make sure we're running our routes sharp and just giving Weston a little bit of chance to kind of make his reads and, you know, step and throw. He's really done a good job here the last couple of weeks of trying to slow the game down in his head a little bit as far as what we want to try to attack, what we try to want to look at. He really grew up this last week. He's just really, really good with his feet and, you know, kind of being a danger running that way. And the passing game will come along as we just get a few more reps in and get some different looks.
Well, Coach, as always, I know how busy your days are, so we appreciate all of the time here today. Wish you the best luck coming up in the ball game for on Friday night. And I know the guys at the scoreboard show will be chomping at the bit to hear you throw Honnold under the bus again.
You know, we appreciate it, Jeff. Like I said, every week, you guys giving our athletes a chance and the schools a chance. We appreciate all the hard work you guys put in and give us a chance to talk about our kids.
You bet, Coach. Best of luck. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Thanks, Jeff.
Head coach Eric McCullough again with the ESAC Raiders. Again, they host the Rams of Maple Valley Anthony Noto, Charter Acute on Friday night.